Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about...
Freedom!
Your freedom, no excuses, on the Freedom Report Podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Leif Bieberson in the house. And I'm here today. This is Monday, January the 12th, and we're going to be talking today about the NYPD work stoppage. Sounds like the commissioner of the New York Police Department getting a little antsy. They're telling those cops to get back to work. If you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, the arrests are down in New York, the tickets are down, traffic tickets. Cops are basically in a sort of a work stoppage. And we're going to be talking about the fallout from that, what people are saying, and the fact that it sounds like the government is getting a little upset about the loss of revenue. Before we talk about this today, I'll read to you from the New York Post and we'll discuss. Before we talk about this today, I want to offer you a quick little advertisement. This Thursday night, I'm going to be offering a free webinar. And this is going to be Thursday, the 15th of January at 7 p.m. I'm going to be offering a free webinar, a free class on how to get on television. I thought of this idea because somebody emailed me the other day and was like, "Hey, Austin, I want to get into TV. I want to do what you're doing. And I want to get more involved with spreading the liberty movement by doing more television appearances or doing some television appearances or getting some experience." A lot of people, they don't even know how to start. They don't know how to get started. So I do this class every once in a while for the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, where I give like a private seminar for about six or seven ladies who are trying to up their media presence. And I do this for free, and it's just a kind of a way for me to help recruit more ladies into the libertarian movement, because, you know, we got a lot of, guys with hair on their necks, but not a lot on their heads. You know, older guys. You know, we need to get some young, fresh ladies into the movement, and so that's why I do this. But now I'm going to open it up to the general public. Anybody who wants to come and get it to get training on how to get on TV and how to look hot once you're on, how to talk on television. You can register for this free webinar by going. It's on Google Plus, but if you go to my Facebook page, Producer Peterson. If you go to facebook.com/producerpeterson. And, of course, my last name is spelled all E's, no O's, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N. So go to facebook.com/producerpeterson and register for my webinar. It's on Google+. That's where you'll register in the Hangout. It'll be a Google Hangout. So don't forget to do that. And one more plug. If you enjoy the show today, if you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes, or you can also subscribe to us on Stitcher, on Android. If you really enjoy the show, you want to help out Leif Bieberson a little bit today, you can give me a 5-star review on iTunes and give me a little written review. That would be excellent. Helps me spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. So moving on. The topic today, it's a slowdown showdown. New York cops told no vacations until the work slowdown ends. Uh-oh. Wah, 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 wah. At precincts across the city, top brass are cracking the whip on summons activity and even barring many cops from taking vacation and sick days, the New York Post has learned. Throughout the city, precincts are being ordered to hand up to borough commanders, quote, activity sheets, indicating the number of arrests and summonses per shift, sources told the Post. Police officers around the city are now threatened with transfers, no vacation time, and sick time unless they write summonses, one union source said. This is the same practice that caused officers to be labeled racist and abusers of power. That's absolutely true. Summonses, a quota system of summonses. In at least one precinct, the brass backlash, which comes in the wake of Police Commissioner Bill Bratton ordering cops back on the job after the Post reported a 90% drop in ticket writing, is downright draconian. "Everyone here is under orders, no time off during the summons catch-up blitz," said one cop in Queens. "And the majority of new summonses aren't written aren't protecting the public in any way." But now they're realizing how much revenue the city is losing, and they're enforcing their will upon us, he says. There's a quote, there's a picture in the New York Post that says, no excusals, no administrative leave, no sick days, no vacation days, no chart days. And it sounds like they're really cracking down on the officers. We demand revenue. The state must have its ounce of flesh. I had to go fight a ticket in court last week, and I appeared. And initially, I tried for the dismissal, but then the police officer showed up to testify against me. So then I had to, I pleaded no contest, but I got my ticket reduced from $95 to $5. Yes, that officer was not happy, but the state, they didn't get a pound of flesh from me, but they did get a tasty little cold cut, from my ham hock. The state always has got to get its revenue, ladies and gentlemen. They've always got to have a taste. They can't just let you walk away. They can't just not be writing tickets. And that's what's happening right now with the NYPD. They're demanding that these officers write summonses. They're demanding that these officers write tickets because, I mean, a 90% drop in ticket writing? Can you imagine? This is starving the beast more than anything. And, I hate to say it sort of justifies violence for the violent, but the violent people who are violent people are looking at this and going, wow, violence works. So, you know, if the NYPD wanted to state all over their faces, they need to understand that they're sending the wrong message if they're trying to be, you know, the enforcers. I mean, it's good for libertarians. It's good for people who believe in limited government. It's good for people who don't want to see revenue, you know, people being choked to death on the street to enforce a cigarette tax. It's good for those people. It's good, but it's not good for the government. And man, are they unhappy. Let me continue here. Bratton's, the commissioner, his back-to-work edict was still ringing and commanding officers' ears when the crackdown hit cops on the Thursday-Friday night overnight shift. The lieutenant ordered sector cars from throughout the precinct to converge at Springfield Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue for a driver checkpoint. No one was to return to the precinct or even take a meal break until two summonses were logged, the officer said. To have all the manpower utilized for the sole purpose of writing summonses is a very dangerous way to utilize manpower, he said. This is not what we're out here for. Back at the station house, memos were posted alerting cops that no new days off would be approved beyond already approved vacation days, and there were no sick days without a doctor's note. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So they're getting out there and they're demanding, don't you come back here until you've written summonses. And, you know, you can understand the position of the state in this one, not just from a monetary position. They think, well, if their people must be committing crimes, there must be crime. And if they aren't committing crimes, we'll make them commit crimes. And I feel like, ladies and gentlemen, the government is just desperate. They're desperate to prove their legitimacy, that they're needed. And here we have officers saying, this isn't necessary, this isn't needed. So I sort of applaud the officers in this because they're standing up to their leadership, their corrupt leadership, and saying, hey, this isn't right. But it does, you know, if you're going to be objective and honest, and that's what I always try and do. Now, I'm biased against government, but I'm always going to try and be objective. And this is where being objective always gets me in trouble with libertarians because libertarians want me to just be like, rawr, down with the government always, you know, and, you know, the government sucks, but sometimes what the government does is right, and sometimes what they do, and most of the time what they do is wrong. But I have to be objective and say to myself, what are the dangers of pulling the officers back like this, of the officers not going out and quote-unquote doing their jobs? I did read an op-ed this morning from Michael Goodwin, who just loves him some police officers, man. He just loves them. Loves government. And you've seen this guy on Fox News quite a bit. He's just, you know, the type of guy who's like, here, listen to this. I'm just going to read from his op-ed. He's, city needs NYPD as a guard against terror, he writes. They are the best of the good guys. Over the last two decades, the incredibly brave and resourceful members of the NYPD saved thousands of lives, and the city itself, Michael Goodwin writes. Now, they must do it again. The horrific bloodshed in France marks a frightening escalation in the terrorist war against Western civilization. The military-style commando raids on a magazine and kosher market brought battlefield tactics to soft urban targets. The ruthlessness was purposeful. The victims deliberately selected. The lethal firepower, combined with the certainty that terrorists want to carry out greater attacks in New York, changes everything. The enforcement slowdown that grew out of the police feud with Mayor de Blasio must be set aside. This is an emergency. New Yorkers are in the crosshairs of Islamist mad dogs, and only the NYPD can keep us safe. Bang, bang, mother effer. Michael Goodwin, you state-worshipping son of a bee. Now, I said I was going to be objective and say, okay, what is the problem here? And maybe take the government side a little bit on this, okay? So, and maybe that's not what I'm doing right now, in a sense, but here's the problem with this fascist viewpoint, is that it reminds me of the same problem that we have with the Islamist totalitarians. Listen to what he says. Only the NYPD can keep us safe, okay? Well, the problem is that under the current authoritarian regime of New York City, he's right. Because the people of New York have been cowed and disarmed. You heard me, ladies and gentlemen. The people of New York City are terrified and disarmed because they assume that, because they believe what people like Michael Goodwin say when they say that only the government can keep us safe. Only the NYPD can keep us safe. Yeah, well, that's because of the law. That's because it's illegal to own any guns in New York City. For it's only the criminals in New York own guns, by the way. I love it when people are like, oh, well, you can't have guns in that city. Well, you got guns in the city, and the only people that have guns are the police and the criminals. All the law-abiding citizens are disarmed, except for the ones who break the law to have a gun because they're smart enough to know that they need to protect themselves. And kudos to those people because, like Martin Luther King says, there is a duty. We have a moral duty to disobey unjust laws. And I'd like to say that the real heroes in New York are the good citizens who don't break any other laws of harm, but who do keep that, do maintain that Second Amendment right to defend themselves. So good on you if you're one of those people. But here, Michael Goodwin is right. Michael Goodwin is right. Only the NYPD can keep New York safe, because by law, it is required that all citizens must be disarmed. Now, you can get guns in New York. You can, after a waiting period, and you've got to go through all these crazy background checks and all that, and then you can have a shotgun. It's got to be locked up. You're basically disarmed. It's like what's going on in Washington, D.C. You know, if you actually need to be able to protect yourself with your gun, then, you know, you better hope that you can get that trigger lock off fast and get it out of the safe and, you know, bring it to bear. You know, here in Virginia, where I live, thank goodness, you know, I can keep a loaded weapon in the drawer near me and, you know, I feel safe. But, no, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds to me as if the government is desperate. They're desperate for revenue. They're desperate to be writing tickets. And the police officers actually sound like they're doing the right thing here. They're saying, hey, you know, don't send us out here just to get quotas. You know, we're not, you know, they've been telling us for years, oh, you know, there's no quotas. But now they're deliberately going out and saying, bring us back summons. You know, they're rallying officers to get them back to work. And, you know, we get the problem is that the police officers are saying things like, well, you know, we're scared to get back to work. And I'm going to criticize the police here for a second. I'm sorry, but, you know, being scared, like, everybody's supposed to saying all the time, like people like Michael Goodwin, these guys are heroes. Don't heroes do what they do their jobs even if they're scared? You know? Like, they don't, like, military people, our guys in the military, I'm sure they're scared when they're fighting the Taliban or when they're fighting other terrorists. I'm sure they're scared. But do they do their jobs? You damn right they do. So it's sort of this weird dichotomy where the police officers are doing what we as libertarians would want, ease the hell off of people and stop writing them all these crazy tickets and summonses and stop feeding the beast. But they're also in a position where they're saying they're doing it because they're scared, which is another thing. It's kind of like, hey, come on, Jack Wagons, you know, like, Are you doing this because you're scared? Are you trying to make a political point? I think they're trying to make a political point. I think that what is going on right now, and the union, the police union, is obviously going to be like, you know, oh gosh, this isn't official. But you know, they're getting together and being like, hey guys, let's not go out there until de Blasio gives us a bump in pay or whatever. I don't even know what the police want. Does anybody know what they want that's going to get them back to work? No idea. But there are a lot of lessons for libertarians to take from this. And I think for the general public to take, to look, say, hey, look, the critics of the police state have a damn good point. And I wonder, I haven't been able to find any numbers on how much the revenue that the state has lost so far, but I bet it's a lot. 90% drop in tickets. I mean, that has got to be an enormous hole in the budget that they're looking to fill. And obviously de Blasio is not, you know, is no friend of liberty in any way. But people are like, well, you know, I was on the Sun News Network with Pat Ballin last week, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, where they were talking about this slowdown. Like, Austin, what would you know, what should de Blasio do? And I said, fire the officers involved, disband their union, and privatize their duties. And everybody looked at me like I had two heads. Everybody but hardcore libertarians looked at me like I had three heads. And when I said that, they were like, rah, rah, rah. And they go, Pat Ballin, this really great anchor on Sun News Network. You got to check him out, by the way. He's fantastic. They go, wouldn't he be playing into the NYPD's hands in doing so? Yeah, we would stir up more anger at the police officers, but the police officer would be even more angry at him for doing so. But, you know, how long would, if you were the mayor, would you tolerate that kind of open disrespect at a funeral? You know, I wouldn't. I'd get in there and start cracking skulls. You know, even if I was a commie like de Blasio. But I wanted to talk about my last point there where I said, privatize their duties. Because that's when people went, Leaf, Bieberson, whoa, calm down, buddy. What are you talking about? And some people were like, they're already privatized for the rich elite bank. They serve the private interests of the banking elite, Rothschild, Zionist, Neo, NWO. And, you know, obviously there's going to be a few fruits and nuts out there. It's the internets. But when I said privatize their duties, people were like, what? Well, what do you mean? How could you privatize their duties? Well, I said, it's simple. Hire private security. If they're not going to do the job, hire private security. And they're like, well, private security, but it's the NYPD, it's an institution. Well, yeah, but here, if they're not going to do their jobs and you need security, hire private security. You know, that'll solve the problem. But Michael Goodwin it's got to be the government. Only the NYPD can keep us safe. Why not just hire a security firm for a few weeks until the cops decide that they don't like it? Because the cops are going to be like, oh, scabs, scabs, and the union is going to freak out. And that's, I mean, come on. Any limited government conservative or libertarian ought to be like, hell yeah. But, you know, conservatives love the police, man. They love the police union. So they're not going to be like, oh, they're going to be like, break up the unions, down with the unions, but not the police unions. Oh, no. There was a really great piece on Reason that came out a few weeks ago. It was like, police unions are just like teachers' unions with guns. And you know conservatives hate teachers' unions. They're always talking crap about teachers' unions. But oh, man, when the NYPD union, the police union, oh, suddenly we're talking about the heroes here. And when I say privatize their duties, I'm talking about getting take out some bids on some private security firms and have them do the job. You know what the best part of it is? No unions. No unions. And people who don't do their job, who work in the private market, if they did something like work stoppages like this, out. You're gone. Fire them. And I say that and I talk about this because I want people to think about this stuff. I want people to consider. I know that they're never going to privatize police security. I know that they're not going to do that. Even though in Oakland, California, there have been groups of people who did crowdsource security. And I would encourage you to go to thelibertarianrepublic.com, take a look, go to search up Oakland, California police, and you'll see that people did crowdfunding to provide for their own security. Now, if you're scared, you know, Islamic terrorists break into, you know, New York City and they're in Times Square and start shooting up the place, you know, under our current regime, you're going to want the NYPD to respond, right? You're going to want the NYPD to do something about it. But that's because that's under our current regime. But in a free market libertarian New York, which obviously we're never going to see, but in under those circumstances, you know, the citizens could protect themselves. There's no reason to be afraid. An armed society is a polite society. But in a society where people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. So what do you say, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think about this? Is there a lot of hypocrisy going on in the part of the NYPD? And what do you think about these guys like Michael Goodwin? You know, I'm curious to hear what my listeners have to say about this. Write me some emails. Tell me what you think about the show. Give me a good rating on iTunes if you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. And again, if you don't have an Apple device, you can always find me on Stitcher. You know, it's Leif Beaverson. I'm here every single day spreading the word of economic freedom and personal liberty. If you enjoy it, do me a favor, send me some Bitcoins. And you can do that at thelibertarianrepublic.com, which you will go to every single day if you want. It's your choice. You're free to not do it if you want. Do whatever you want. But we're your home for economic freedom and personal liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And come back every single day. And also our sister site, libertyviral.com. Thanks for listening.